Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
I bought lots of toys! Woo!
We know.
Elaine bought toys.
I bought lots of toys.
Stop the presses!
News of the century, stop the episode, we're good.
But I actually bought the same thing as well.
I got a cube, I got animal cubes, I got a pink icon.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't already realize it, Lane is an absolute whore for the newest Toku toys.
And I got an evil talking bell.
Yep.
How interesting. I brought a gun.
Who screams begging his son not to kill him with an axe that told him to fucking kill him.
Strange. That's what happened between me and my brother last weekend.
You know, we didn't talk about it much when that happened, but I'd just like to point out the fact that this is one of very, very few instances where a tokusatsu hero not only listens to, but acknowledges and blatantly points out the stupid shit their equipment is saying.
That time that the guys in Gaim actually met Ryoma and realized... Wait, so that thing my belt says, that's you who did that?
On stage, wow. Knight of Spear? I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny at the time.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that makes perfect sense with arguably the first lock seed, Lemon. Tsuteki no Ryoma.
Yeah.
Oh,
Incredible Ryoma.
Incredible Ryoma. That's what it was. So, yes. It was great. I love moments like that. Alright, so... news stories for this week are actually kind of sparse, but there's enough to keep us talking.
Oh, yeah.
As is tradition.
So,
by the way, Gar's not here.
Yeah.
We sent him to get...
no Ultraman!
Thanks for confirming it.
We sent him out to get more cookies.
The story he wanted us to put forth is that he tried magic and vanished, but that's a bad story, so...
I don't believe it.
He learned the teleport spell, and it sent him off some fucking where.
Now that Gar's not here, let's talk bad things about him.
No.
Fuck that guy.
I know you do it to me. I listen to the podcast.
No, we love you, and whenever you're not here, we miss you.
Yeah.
Actually.
Remember that time you went to China? I ran down the street and fucking glomped you. Yes, that's how much I missed you.
Yes, yes. And then I wish I was another ocean away from you as soon as you did that.
All right.
By the way, I'm going to China again.
No! Going to Japan!
I'm going to be East Caster by the time I come back.
East Caster.
I will return to the Land of Dragons one day.
The level from Mulan?
Oh my god, I just realized! I could have him, like... I could have Cute Lai, like, Linky look like he's, like, sitting on his, like...
Oh yeah.
Aww.
Lane, I don't think anyone picked up what you just said. This is what I heard. This is what I just heard.
There's a cube lion. He's sitting on his paws.
Okay, Lane is derping around with cube lion. That's the news.
He's so derpy. I love him.
That's the news. See you next week.
Now, that's the only reason why I bought Geo King was because I want a cube lion.
Okay, going to our actual news stories. I decided this should be the first thing we should talk about because I'm feeling the most strongly about it.
Oh!
So they revealed magazine scans of Deep Specter's weapon, the Deep Slasher.
Bandai, you should
also
be ashamed of yourself.
Also a still slightly darkened but a lot more clear than before Deep Specter's image in the background.
Bandai doesn't have shame to begin with.
True.
Okay, so I get that Deep Specter is supposed to be his version of Tokon Boost, but that doesn't excuse why his weapon is literally a palette swap of the Sunglass Slasher!
And the worst part of it all is it's not going to be packaged with any icons.
It doesn't even come with the Deep Specter icon!
Okay, for those of you who are listening to this, not watching the video, let me just say this about this thing. This would be right at home in an Elton John performance.
Yeah!
Okay,
yeah.
That's how loud these are.
Pink now, sunglasses.
Now, I'm just going to say this right now. My question, so who had to sacrifice their soul to make this form?
Canon.
Oh, God!
You might have something there.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
Canon, after being revived and wasting Takaru's wind, sacrifices herself to make a new form for her brother.
I'm going to be pissed off.
Okay, so my biggest point of contention is, you lazy fucks!
Okay.
Fucking come on! A palette swap!
You know what, though? This is a better looking version of it, at least, because...
The red version makes sense, because it's fire!
No, but I don't like that it's all red. At least this has some color.
It wasn't. It was red and white. And the sunglasses were black.
Still.
This is just straight up blue and pink, and it looks horrid.
That's why Lane likes it. It has pink on it.
But that I like blue, and I don't like this.
No, I don't want to get this either. So.
This looks...
Yeah, nice. You're going to.
No, I'm not.
I guarantee it.
I don't care about Spectre!
You're going to watch
him I don't want it.
You're gonna fucking watch him use it in the show, and then suddenly you're going to change your mind, and I'll be all like, I'm going to buy it!
Lane, look, you say you're not going to buy this thing? Well, you know what? I want you to do one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look in your hand. Oh. There it is.
Wreck of my machine!
Speaking of, someone pulled some sound effects out of the recent Kamen Rider game, including that one.
Oh.
All of the sound effects for the DLC Tokan Boost character, mm-hmm. which come with the sounds for Tokan Boost, Goemon, Ryoma, Himiko, and Grateful Damashi.
I don't know why, but this goes to my head. Every time I hear Rekamabushi, just like that chime or whatever like that, I just see like Sai doing his dance from Gundam style to it. I just want to gif that forever.
Okay.
Rekamabushi.
Yeah.
Oh god, if he uses the same sounds too, that's gonna be fucking lazy.
Oh,
this already looks god, lazy to begin not. With. So,
so yes, it's probably gonna use
big,
the same
big disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's so
apparently the actual full name of this weapon is the Extreme Loaded DX Deep Slasher.
What
year is this? 95?
Yeah. Yeah. Extreme Loaded Deep Slasher. Tubular, dude.
Didn't you hear? Popular culture and over in Asia is like 20 years behind.
That is true. I've been there. You know what this reminds me of? Like, off topic, but one of my favorite things at Dairy Queen is the chocolate extreme blizzard.
Ooh.
It tastes great. It's like it's if you have your if you need your chocolate fetish satisfied, it's like brownie and chocolate. It's great. Tastes
Ooh.
Amazing.
Oh.
I feel like an absolute jackass every time I ask for one.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, can I get a medium blizzard? What kind? A chocolate extreme.
I know,
like, right? I feel like I'm four.
No, you have to own it. You just have to go, because I want a chocolate extreme.
You want to talk something that actually kind of relevant, and I did own it in the moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell you a story. Because I can't think of any other time to say this one. So one time I'm at a HMV in Toronto, right? And, I'm just going around, I'm picking up my, like, I'm looking for, like, my general weird movie stuff. But then, this was when this was kind of new, I see they have season one of Mighty Morphin on DVD, right? it's a copy I own that actually got signed by Jason David Frank, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I'm like, oh, I gotta buy this. Like I said, this was when it was new and way before Power Rangers was on Netflix, right? So all you could ever find were, like, shitty rips. So I want to buy it, but there's the girl behind the counter I had a bit of a crush on, because I used to go in there all the time and talk with her, and like the store was about to close, so
maximum drama.
Yeah, like and I'm not a word of a lie. It was a Friday, so I was going home for the weekend, so like, this would have been perfect to have on the weekend, right? So I'm like, oh, I don't want to. The fuck it. I walk up. Loud and proud, I slapped that shit on the counter. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers!
And
she said, oh, cool. It was simple. I made it sound much more dramatic. But I just literally, Mighty Morphin, just slammed it down on the counter.
Milk!
Smash! Mighty Morphin Power!
Milk! Chocolate!
Chocolate extreme!
I just want, like, just... Like, if Sona Zakiryu just walked to a Dairy Queen and just like, hi, sir, how can I help you? I'd like a blizzard. Oh, what kind? Chocolate Extreme!
So, yeah, check out the Chocolate Extreme.
Raven's face is just like...
Non-sponsored.
Fucking nerd.
I'll be honest, stupid name aside, it is, if you're into chocolate, that's how you get it in you.
So, put the gun down, for fuck's sake.
It's pretty extreme.
Lane, how about I use my stick on you, then?
Gross.
You can choose.
You with gross. The king sword.
Hold still.
No, it's not even the magazine.
Wow, that was only the first one.
Alright, moving on. This one sucks.
Before we move on to the next story, let's just take a moment to look at this silhouetted design of Deep Specter. I'm still totally correct that it's Kamen Rider Kubia. Jesus fucking Christ.
I think it looks cool.
It looks like he's got the same face graphic as Spectre.
I'm gonna say I do like the horns on this one a lot, because they kind of look like the deer antler horns you see on old samurai masks, or like on Shenron. That's cool.
It's clearly supposed to be like demonic fire.
Yeah, but like just this angle.
It looks like the jacket is sort of like purple themed.
And his undersuit kind of looks like Chaser's color scheme.
It's white and blue.
Oh, okay.
So, interesting.
Wait, go down. Okay, if you look at these glasses quickly enough, doesn't that look like Waspinator? His face?
Kind of.
The big eyes and like the thing in the middle. Like, man.
A little bit.
That's cool.
But yeah, there's our shot at Deep Specter for now. We'll probably have a better one by next week.
We will see.
All right.
Next on news. More!
So, I remember a while ago we mentioned that Hiro Mizushima, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Kabuto, had been confirmed as appearing on HBO's Girls, and that appearance has happened.
Did he have an awkward sex scene?
We can only hope.
Because that's what that show is.
Have you been watching Girls?
No, this is just in the news feed.
Wait, do you know who's in Girls?
Oh my god, the fucking episode he's in is called Japan.
Of course it is.
Wait, is this it right here?
This is a clip of it.
Oh, let's see it.
Lane, do you not know who's in this show?
No.
Adam Driver. This is how he got it. This is how he got known.
Oh.
So, apparently...
Kylo Ren from Force Awakens, if you
don't know. Wait. There's a show where Kylo Ren is in it, but also Kabuto. Oh. Can we have that matchup, please?
So, apparently, in this episode,
they have gay sex in this episode.
It's Girls, I can believe it.
Girls!
They have a very awkward gay sex scene.
Oh.
And then one stabs the other.
You see?
Yeah.
So
super speed.
So apparently in this episode, Hiro Mizushima plays a, surprising no one, a Japanese man who will work alongside Shoshana, played by Zosia Mamet, a newcomer to the country. This is Mizushima's first role in a foreign production, and the episode airs Sunday at 10 p.m. Exclusively on HBO.
All right, we're going to quickly watch the clip, so let's watch the clip.
We're going to pause while we watch this.
Okay,
So the clip didn't really feature him too much, but...
You saw him, they mentioned how much of a celeb he is, so... If you watch Girls, go for it. I say I'm not a fan of the show myself.
Never even knew it existed.
Apparently he's the man who will stand at the top of this episode of Girls.
No, he's the man who will stand at the top of watching...
No, he's the man who will stay on top in bed.
There you go.
Hey-o.
He's the man who will sit by while a dude gets whipped and poured hot wax on him.
Well, and I'm okay with that.
That'll get people looking
pretty for... Pretty standard day in Japan.
That'll get people looking for this clip.
Alright, next story.
So, good to see some... So, actually, before that... Not a fan of the show, but it is kind of neat to see the cross-cultural thing going on there.
Oh, yeah, no, that's always interesting.
Oh, right this.
Yay! Please be true, please! Okay, so
the official Superhero Year website posted a teaser image for a new Kamen Rider project with a countdown, and there's a silhouette of a rider on it, and... I don't really necessarily agree with this assumption, but a lot of people are thinking based on the shape and the styles.
And the fucking claw marks and the fucking logo.
Yeah, that it may be a Kamen Rider Amazon movie of some sort.
Now, Gar, when I shouldn't believe him at the time, because sometimes he is full of shit, but I love you, Gar, you know that. He says that it's apparently, like, the new Gamba Rider for the Gamba Rising game.
But why would they promote that in relation to the Ichigo movie?
Yeah, right? So, no. I really hope this new theme, because one of my things in Gelider was, like, a modernization of Amazon. So
that would be cool.
Fucking awesome.
Maybe you should clarify what Gelider was for people who don't know.
Oh, okay. So, if you're new to listening to the podcast, we had a thing last year called Common Gelider, which is where the whole month of July... Each day we posted, like, a picture of something, a little tidbit
about
something.
It's like one of those 30-day Facebook
rounds. Favorite rider, favorite kick, favorite show, favorite side character.
So,
yeah.
We're hoping that in September we're going to do Sentember.
For Sentai.
Yeah, so...
Oh, I'm going to have a really short list.
Go-Kaiser!
Go-Kaiser!
Go-Kaiser! Go-Kaiser! Tokyo-Ger!
Your list won't be short. You'll have a list that's 30 days long like the rest of us. It'll just all be Go-Kaiser.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
But anyway, Lane...
So I'm excited for Amazon.
If it is, which it does look like it will be. You think they'll have him dodge another train again?
The only issue I see with that assumption is he's missing the fucking things on the back.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I don't think it's Amazon.
He does have like little spikes going downwards on the back of his helmet, and he's kind of judging by the angle of the fin on the top of his head, he's kind of missing those.
That's what I was saying. That's why I don't think it's Amazon, because it's not Sonic the Hedgerider.
Yeah, it's not.
Unless it is a redesign.
Exactly. Like,
I don't think they would get rid of something.
Well,
like,
I see it is because if you
my immediate thought was a sequel to the next.
Oh, maybe.
Like, we're finally going to continue on and do the remake movie for Amazon.
Okay, but here's
we kind of skipped X.
Against what you're saying about the head frills, though, look at his arms. Look at the things hanging from his wrists in the silhouette. They're there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like, we both have things that are going with and against, so who knows?
We'll find out a week from now.
Yeah, it says in the article, more information will be revealed after 7 days, so by next week we'll have some info.
Sweet.
It would be cool to see the
in 7 days.
7 days.
You're all gonna
Amazon.
Kiki. I love doing that.
Some news on the Ninja Steel front.
I was like, why is the ninja on the screen?
Ninja Steel. Apparently, they're currently undergoing casting for Power Rangers Ninja Steel, and they've confirmed that Judd Lynn is back as the executive producer.
Cool.
Who, as most Power Ranger fans know, was the executive producer of Dino Charge and Super Dino Charge, and he is best known for his older work in Power Rangers Space Up to Time Force.
So some of the best.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows, right?
So that could be a good thing for Ninja Dub.
With Ninja Steel, we've talked about the incredibly out there premise. Who knows? Maybe this will, if it works out, this will show, hey, sometimes it works to take a risk.
It'll be another RPM, maybe.
Who knows?
As it stands, Ninja Steel is set for a 2017 premiere on Nickelodeon, and we'll see what other news comes forth.
Yeah.
Next, they released official images of the Legacy Black and Gold Dragonzord.
Oh, that is sexy.
Gorgeous! I might actually buy it.
Just need it to go with that fucking Black and Gold Megazord.
I know, right?
And then you can combine them.
Right
literally,
there.
Literally,
right there. Like, right that.
It so looks awesome!
Jesus Christ, what if they release a gold, Black and Gold Titanus?
Oh, that would be neat.
Nice. Expensive.
Expensive as fuck.
I need to go dig out my Black and Gold Megazord.
It's not going to be compatible with this one, Raven.
I know, I've got the old one. And normal Dragonzord that works with it.
Basically, it's great to look at, but at the it's just the black and gold Dragonzord.
Although, like, the green, there are some red parts on it, too. If you look at the images.
Shit, man. You fucked it up.
No other information has been released other than that it was seen in the recent Toy Fair 2016. And, as expected, it will combine with the Legacy Megazord.
You know, I'll tell you something. I never disliked the Dragonzord, obviously, but I was one of the only people, at least in my group of friends, who preferred it when it combined with the Megazord.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was cool when it fought on its own, but, like, I don't know, like, maybe it was just me, because, like, all my friends were just like, no, it's cooler on its own.
I kind of preferred the combination with the frigging Triceratops and Saber.
Yeah!
Fighting mode,
Yeah, the fighting mode.
I'll always remember as a kid, I always got excited when it just burst out of the water.
Yeah. No, that was epic. Fucking Godzilla.
Fucking Godzilla.
With Mecha Godzilla hands.
I was gonna say, I love just watching it, like, shoot shit out of its fingers.
Okay, you want me? Next time you guys watch Power Rangers, look for this. Whenever the Dragonzord is about to go into battle mode, there's the part where its hands fold into itself.
Yeah.
Right? I just love how there's, like, this obvious delay with one of the hands. Like, one hand goes in, the other one's like, then it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And because they use the same footage over and over.
Okay. Also when it's a chest... like, blinked.
Oh, yeah.
fuck. Just, yeah. Dragon Swords is one of the coolest things ever.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or Dragon Caesar.
Yeah.
God, it's such a weird name for it.
Is the next news any Power Rangers related, or?
That's about it, unless you have something
else. Well, I have something.
I have one more thing, but it's like, it's Ultraman related.
Okay, well, then let me
finish. So we're not going without it
today. I'm going to say, this was recently announced. Now, I don't know what the hell this means.
I think you mentioned that.
Ichi, can we make this the thumbnail for Extra Extra?
Can you also
What the fuck?
Can you also put Max Landis in there?
It's Alan with a blender.
What is that?
No, not blender. It's a Keurig coffee maker. That's what the menu loader kind of looks like.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Okay. No, I love the fiddle. Look, this is face. Just, I'm going to fucking make coffee.
Okay, send that to me.
I fucking need some coffee.
I should say, sorry, I know, just because I need to clear this up. I don't think Max Landis is gay, at least I'm not positive. I just know he's a big supporter of gay rights.
Okay.
So
the tweet says, Keurig, Mega Brulode.
Damn it.
That's the name of this episode of Max Extra.
Sure.
Oh, Lord.
Just a complete non sequitur to anything we talked about. Complete tangent. Just Mega Brulode.
Mega Brulode.
And last on the news, there have been some talkings about the next Ultraman series.
Yay!
An image was put out, and apparently the series is named Ultraman Orb.
Okay.
Okay. Even I have to admit, this guy looks awesome.
That reminds me of something, like, severely.
Yeah, oh my god.
You know what it is? He looks like Deller Knight from Akiba Ranger.
Yes, that.
Hey, there's Tiga!
And Tiga and OG Ultraman standing on either fucking side of him.
And Tiga and all original Ultraman are dying. As you can see, just their gems are glowing.
They're not
red.
Flashing.
How would you tell if they were? Because it's a fucking static image.
Really?
No, but usually when it's in the red, that means they're dying.
We all know about Staryu, yes, yes.
But no, this guy actually looks pretty fucking awesome. It's like he's got armor.
Also, also the sword he's holding, the fucking hilt of it, looks like Tiga's transformation device.
He's That's probably me of joke. Something too, but I can't put my finger on it. Oh well. But that's it for news.
Oh, well, we did get some leaks to some sounds for Grateful Dead Machine.
I guess that's not it for news!
I talked about that before.
Did you?
I mentioned we got the sound rips from the game.
Oh, okay, no.
I guess that is it for news!
It was interesting, though, how, like, it kind of... When you hear Grateful Dead Machine sound, it kind of sounds like a freaking, like a hoedown or something.
I always considered Grateful Dead to have more of like a mellow kind of rock sound. Oh, wait, you're talking about toys.
Yeah.
I was talking about one of the greatest bands of all time.
Achimia.
I still can't believe. I mentioned this one. I still can't believe they're actually calling it Grateful Dead Machine. I'm just amazed. They're actually like referencing a band. That's amazing.
Or maybe it's because it's grateful because, you know, it's all 15.
It's Grateful Dead.
You're Grateful Dead. Yeah, I know. Oh, I know. Okay. You made that joke. That was funny.
But that is it for news. Unless anyone has anything else to say.
Oh, yeah, in other news, Cell, you suck.
Wait, I brought the gun back!
I have a thing also.
No!
Good night, everyone!